Happy Friday. It's FAQ Friday. Robert Baish, Medicare Bob here. And in this video, we're going to review with you how you register and enroll into Medicare Part B and what does Medicare Part B cover. To enroll in Part B depends on if you're drawing your Social Security benefit. If you're drawing your Social Security benefit, you'll be automatically enrolled in Medicare Part B. If you're not drawing your Social Security benefit, then you can register for Medicare Part B in one of three ways. You can just go online to Social Security's website and register. If you go to medicare.gov, you can go to enroll into Medicare. There's a link there and you can enroll right on Social Security's website for Part B. You can also enroll by calling Social Security office, or you can go to your closest Social Security office to enroll in Part B. If you're just turning 65, then you can register for Part B either by calling or on the internet. It's super easy. However, if you are taking your Part B later because you deferred it, maybe because you were working and now you're retiring, so you want to start Part B, I would recommend actually going to the Social Security office, because you're going to have to present to them what's called a letter of credible coverage. My office has this form that we can send to you. So you'll have to get that form completed by your employer, and that form will verify that you've been working and you've had health insurance, which is why you could have deferred your Part B. So if you deferred Part B and you're going to register because you're retiring now, give us a call. We'll give you that form. And then the best thing to do is to take that form down to the Social Security office. And that way you can ensure that you can register and you won't have any penalties or anything like that. So what does Medicare Part B cover? Well, it pretty much covers all of your doctor and medical bills. For example, it's going to cover if you go for lab work, x-rays, outpatient procedures, CT scans, MRIs, specialist visits, rehab. Like if you go to outpatient physical therapy, if you get, God forbid, any outpatient prescriptions, like for example, Humira is a drug that if you take for rheumatoid arthritis, you can get Humira covered through your Part D drug plan, but it's more expensive if you do that. If you can get that Humira prescription administered from a doctor's office, then your Medicare Part B will cover it. Like chemotherapy drugs that are done in a doctor's office, those are also going to be outpatient drugs that are covered by Medicare Part B. So if it's an outpatient drug that's administered by an office, doctor's office, then Part B will pay for it. If it's a prescription you take at home, it won't pay for it because that would be under your drug plan, which obviously we have other videos on that you can learn about. Medicare Part B also covers you for an ambulance ride. A key tip for an ambulance ride coverage is make sure that you cannot walk to the ambulance. There's a kind of a special rule in there that if you can walk to the ambulance, then it may not cover it. So a tip there is make sure you walk, you cannot, you know, don't walk to the ambulance. Make sure they put you and take you into the ambulance. It also covers you for your mental health. Any outpatient mental health, doctor visits or any type of treatment like that, Medicare Part B is going to cover. Now, people get confused. They think that Medicare Part B will cover you 100%. It doesn't. Medicare Part B for 2018 has a very small $183 annual deductible. But then after that, Medicare is going to step in and only pay 80% for all those services. That means you have to pay the other 20%. And that's the scariest part to Medicare Part B, because there's no limit to that 20%. You and I might be used to a group insurance plan that we've had while we were working, or maybe an individual policy that had a max out of pocket. It's important to understand that there's no max out of pocket to that Medicare 20%. Your liability is unlimited if you only have Medicare Part B. So that's why Medicare has supplements or an advantage plan for you to look into. So for this video though, that was Medicare Part B. That's how you enroll in Part B. And that's what Medicare Part B covers. Those are the services. And then also, you know, it only covers 80%. If you have any questions about Part B, please leave a comment below. Please like this video. Please share this video. And also, if you have any questions, you want to talk to one of our licensed agents, just give us a call or send us a message. Have a great Friday, everyone.